The National Institute of Standards and Technology is the lead federal agency when it comes to setting out the roadmap to cloud computing in the government. So for the second time this year, NIST is hosting a two-day forum and workshop on the subject. During day one yesterday, Dawn Leaf, NIST's senior executive for cloud computing, offered an update on some of the incremental steps now underway toward that roadmap. For one thing, she says, NIST's Information Technology Lab has developed its very own cloud computing testbed.
The internal name for the cloud computing simulation project is Koala, and the objective is to assess and characterize resource allocation algorithms within a public infrastructure as a service cloud model. The target for the first release of findings publicly for review is the early calendar 2011 timeframe.
Leaf says that in the effort to set cloud computing standards, NIST is dutifully managing and documenting the process of mapping out those guidelines. It has the unwieldy acronym of SAJAC.
The heart of SAJAC is a proven process of identifying interoperability, portability, and security requirements, refining those, interpreting those, using use case methodology.
Leaf says behind all of this is the drive to smooth the path of the federal agency chief information officer into the cloud.
We certainly listened more since the first May cloud computing forum and workshop because we had a broader base, a broader outreach base. And we listened to the CIO community, not only the federal and the national CIOs, but the broader community. And the message was very clear. And I don't think it'll surprise anyone who's here today. The message was, we need guidance, and we need it right now.
To that end, Federal Chief Information Officer Vivek Kundra's keynote to the conference tied together some recently reported headlines regarding industry's efforts to fulfill the federal government's needs when it comes to cloud computing.
Three major companies, Google, Microsoft, and IBM earlier this week, all have stepped up to the challenge, and they've launched .gov clouds. And they've addressed one of the biggest problems that the federal government has when it comes to migration to the cloud, which is security. And they've actually taken on that challenge and are providing cloud-based services in the context of federal government requirements around security.
Kundra also says GSA has awarded a blanket purchase agreement covering 11 vendors for infrastructure as a service, which he says will allow federal CIOs to begin the early phases of agency migrations to the cloud. Security is one of the aspects of the cloud computing roadmap expected to be discussed during the second day of the NIST conference today. Sita Furlani, director of NIST's Information Technology Lab, is hoping to leverage ITL's expertise in two realms of security in their work on the cloud.
Cybersecurity. Probably this community has a better understanding of what we do and the visibility we have in cybersecurity than in some of these other areas. But I wanted to emphasize that where our research focus has been and continues to be is in key management, visualization, and authentication, all underpinnings that are necessary for a robust cloud computing infrastructure. Identity management, we've been working in that area for not quite decades, but quite a while, building on the work that we've understood on how we identify a person through the biometrics, but how do you understand who you're communicating with across networks? And you know that you've got the right person in whatever you're communicating with and sending.
In addition, Furlani says ITL is working to integrate the needs of the Advanced Internet Protocol IPv6 into the cloud computing standards. Finally, she says they're working on a way to make sure it all works.
You have to understand how you can test and meet these standards. And so that testing aspect, that understanding of how you get back to metrics, measurements, and testing, And the use of standards is probably our largest strength, and that's what we try to. It's definitely our unique role, and that's where we function and contribute.
That's NIST's Sita Furlani at NIST headquarters in Gaithersburg. I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.